the playoffs?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Listen, we talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice.
It's the All Pro Bros Show. It's a sports show where we put you in the know of who are the bros and the misses, the losers, to those scared and winners, those in the game, to the set, to the match, alley oop, one for the crew. Every touchdown to bring you every virgin statistic. You caught up over, you missed it. You know the decisions, the opinions, the blow of the whistle, the flops, the fouls, and all of the issues. Every punch, every kick, every throw, every switch, every leap, every flip, every run, every twist. Stick it down in history. Each loss, each victory, those in the winner circle. To the losers bracket, Eddie Gretzky, Brady Ripken, Jordan and Magic. Whether it's a field goal or a shot in the basket, going for the gold or home runs. Gonna talk that talk, shoot with the pros, the All Pro Pro Sports Show.
Yes, y'all, you are once again tuned in to another episode of the All Pro Bros, right here with your homeboy, Triple, also known as DJ Triple Threat. I am solo for once on this week's episode. Just want to give a quick recap of the major stories and headlines and some of the irony from week two of the NFL. A lot occurred and a lot has happened, so there is some interesting things to talk about. One of the things I want to talk about first is the fact that the 49ers picked Trey Lance to be their guy this season. And in week two, in their second game, Trey Lance gets injured. Not just any injury. No. Not just any injury. Homeboy had a broken ankle. You would have thought that Allen Iverson would have came onto the field and crossed him up and broke his ankles. And it's likely that he will not be coming back the rest of the season. That's the whack part of all of this. But the veteran, He's a vet. The homie Jimmy Garoppolo came back and in a Brady-esque way, kind of like what he did way back when, some 20 plus years ago when Bledsoe was taken out. He came in and he won the game. So Jimmy G, 1 year contract, help him to win game two, is now once again the guy for the 49ers, but let's see what happens going forward now that we will be heading into week three. Another crazy story. I know y'all football fans seen it. I know y'all sports fans in general seen it. There was an all-out brawl. You would have thought it was the Royal Rumble in January with WWE. You had the Saints and the Bucks. It was like knuck if you buck. Had an all-out brawl. It was actually very poor to see. The Saints, Marshawn Lattimore, and the Bucks, Mike Evans, were at the center of the scuffle. And the way that the benches emptied, you would have thought it was a brawl from baseball. You know they go in. And at this point, the NFL is investigating the actual fight. And they are considering handing out fines and other disciplines in response to the melee. From what I've heard so far, Mike Evans will be suspended for this Sunday's game. Craziness. Yo, another story is the fact that the Patriots actually won the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aguilar caught all six of his passes for 110 yards, and it was, I'm not gonna say it was an impressive win, 17-14 Patriots, but a win is a win. Now going forward, will the Patriots continue this momentum? We shall see as we now head into week number three. In other news, as we look forward to the upcoming week three, one player who may not be playing this coming Sunday is the Buffalo Bills, Dane Jackson. After the Monday Night Football game, he was taking to the hospital by ambulance. He was being examined at the hospital for a neck injury, but he does have full movement in all of his extremities, so nothing to be of concerned about in the long term. But once again, we will see if he actually will be playing in week three. as we know with every single week within football, there's always anything that can happen. Unexpected things, like the classic movie from back in the day, from the 90s, Any Given Sunday. And that's what happened this past Sunday when the Detroit Lions won a game. Mind blown. I made the joke last episode. Can they do it? Can they go 0-17? Well, I am humbled and eating humble pie with some hot sauce because they won a game. Now, when they go 1-16, that remains to be seen. I'm being completely silly. But let's move on to looking at NFL Week 3 for season 101 of the NFL. You know, it's been great football. I've been geeked. I've been excited, you know what I'm saying? As we're moving forward into Week 3, I can only anticipate good things cometh for this upcoming week of football. So here are the games that I definitely want to highlight and for everyone to check out, starting with this Thursday's game will be the Cleveland Browns versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Both teams are 1-1 apiece, so there is really no distinct advantage, but either team needs to win a game so that they can actually have some momentum going forward into Week 4. This Sunday, we have some good games, we have some games. 1 o'clock p.m., we have the Saints and the Panthers. The Panthers are 0-2. They definitely need a win, and the Saints are definitely on a roll with their win from Week 2. And now we have the Texans, who are no wins, one loss, and one draw. Craziness. Going up against the Chicago Bears. I'm going to give the advantage to the Bears in this one, not just because of their record and how they've been playing, but I'm a fan of the Bears. My peoples like the Bears. I like the Bears. The Bears. We're not talking about diamonds. Moving forward, the Kansas City Chiefs, 2-0, are doing their thing. I mean, Mahomes is balling out of control on a whole other level. And they play against the Colts, same record as the Texans. 0 wins, 1 loss, 1 draw. The Colts definitely have to draw some kind of plan out of their back pocket in order to get a win against a very dope, very focused Kansas City Chiefs team. And then we have the AFC East matchup to watch this week for all my fellow Patriots fans. This is especially a game we got to watch out for this week. We got the Buffalo Bills and the Dolphins. Both are 2-0. Either team needs a win for supremacy in the AFC East. Then we have the Detroit Lions going up against the Vikings. Both teams are 1-1. Can the Vikings go for another win? Or will they continue there? They were who we thought they were, losing ways. We shall see. Going forward, we got the Ravens. Nevermore playing against the Patriots. Yo. Can the Patriots, once again, as I said before, can they keep the momentum and get a win? Or will the Ravens, with a very on-fire Lamar Jackson, take out a win? Now we have the Bengals at 0-2 going up against the Jets, who had a very good win so far this season. 1-1, can they go for another win? We shall see. Then we have the Raiders, 0-2, playing a lot weaker than I anticipated, given how they played in the preseason, and how they looked on paper, playing against an 0-2 Titans. We shall see who shall win that particular game. They have the Eagles going up against the Commanders. 1-1 for the Commanders, 2-0 for the Eagles. The Eagles got the hot hand. I predict they'll get the win. Then we have the Jaguars at 1-1 playing against the Chargers. Same record. Yo, very good win from Jacksonville this past week. We shall see if they can keep their momentum going in their 4-5 game against the Chargers. Then we have the Rams playing against the Cardinals. that's going to be one of the games, I say, it's going to be one of the top games of week three of this season. Then we have the Falcons and the Seahawks. The Seahawks have a lot to prove as they now have Geno Smith as their lead, the quarterback this year. You know, saying DK Metcalf is not having his best year so far, but it's only been two games. Can he redeem himself? We shall see. Then we have the Green Bay Packers with, hey, Rodgers, going up against the Buccaneers. This is the other game to watch this week. So definitely tune in to that one, because you know that's going to be a banger of the Brady and Rodgers going head to head once again. Then we have the San Francisco 49ers being led by Jimmy G, who's a vet, going up against the Broncos, and that as well is going to be a game to watch. So the reality is, unless we have red zone, a lot of us going to be missing a lot of good football, because all those games are all at the same time. Though the 49ers and the Broncos is at 8:20 p.m., so at least we'll be able to see that. Pardon me. And then on Monday night, we will have, how about them Cowboys going up against the Giants, who are actually 2-0. The Cowboys balled out of control this past Sunday with Rush stepping up and doing his thing and showing that he's not there just to put a butt in a seat, but he can actually play football. With Dak really not predicted to come back still to some time towards the end of October, maybe even the middle of October, but I doubt it personally. So those are the games for week number three for the NFL. Once again, it's going to be a lot of good football, and as I stated before, once again, the games to watch, in my opinion. The Packers and the Buccaneers, it's going to be an amazing game. And also, you know what? I'm going to add this game in. I mentioned it before. But, of course, the Mahomes, definitely want to watch the game that they'll be playing in. And, of course, Sunday night, you want to watch that game as well, the 49ers and the Broncos. So, yo, that's all I got for this week. Keep it nice and short and keep it sweet on another episode of the All Pro Bro Sports Show. This has been your boy, Triple, a.k.a. DJ Triple Threat. Until next time, peace.